It's a high street name in need of rescuing, but talks to find a private buyer have run out of time. Santander was interested in some of Bradford and Bingley's assets, but wouldn't be rushed into a weekend deal. The government has decided the taxpayer has to step in. Bradford and Bingley's been in trouble for some time. Just look at how its share price has collapsed in the last 12 months. On Friday, shares were being bought and sold for just 20 pence. A crisis of confidence was brewing, but the opposition insists nationalisation is not the answer.
We should have a situation in Britain where we have the ability for the Bank of England to take over a failing bank and to reconstruct it, safeguarding the depositors and then making sure that those bits of the business that can be sold are sold. And in the end, the bill effectively is picked up, not by the taxpayer, who I want to protect,
so a bank
by
the default.
The government maintains it will act in the best interests of savers and taxpayers.
This is not simply a problem for the United Kingdom. This is a global crisis. We have taken tough, decisive action to sort out the situation, and I'm confident that in due course there will be a statement from the Treasury about Bradford and Bingley. I'm not going to add to the speculation.
The message for Bradford and Bingley's 2.5 million savers is your money's safe, although you may find yourself suddenly banking with someone else. Retail deposits are likely to be sold on to the likes of Santander, HSBC and Barclays. What happens next to Bradford and Bingley's 3,000 staff isn't clear. 370 redundancies were announced earlier in the week, and with the branch network also set to be flogged off, more job losses look likely. For the rest of us, the news is not that encouraging. Bradford and Bingley has written £41 billion of mortgages. Those loans are now turning bad at twice the average industry rate. In a falling housing market, no bank is likely to be interested. The really toxic stuff is likely to be left with the taxpayer. The result of this breakup is that yet another mortgage provider has disappeared from the market, and less competition could well make mortgages scarcer and more expensive. Until now, banks and building societies have either been nationalised or taken over when they've run into trouble, but some feel the government shouldn't be bailing out individual banks. It's the banking system that needs saving.
We have business models in our banking system that don't work anymore. You know, unless we do something comprehensive, unless we really look this in the eye, like the Americans have done, I really fear for what's going to happen in the next kind of 2, 3, 4, 5 months.
There are reports that British banks have asked the government to arrange a rescue package similar to the one that's being thrashed out in the United States. The suggestion is that Bradford and Bingley isn't the only British bank in trouble.